And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Well, this has to be one of my favorite times of the year because there is an event coming up days from now. It's the 4th of July, and we know how to celebrate it in Half Moon Bay. And with me in the studio right now is Cameron Palmer, who is with the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee that puts on this wonderful event. Welcome, Cameron. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Listen, give us a little sneak preview of what's in store for us this year.
Wow. Well, here we go again. 4th of July is obviously on 4th of July. I joke because people call me up and say, what day's the parade? Anyway, it's a Friday this year, and the parade kicks off at 12 noon on Main Street, and it's just a wonderful patriotic time.
Now, one of the things that makes our parade so wonderful is it's really the classic hometown parade. I mean, we've got kids riding their bicycles. We have not like a professional parade where you have paid people going down with bands and all that sort of things. It's just a nice way of seeing your neighbors and your friends. Who's going to be the Grand Marshal this year?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a committee that chooses and likes to recognize people that have done a lot for the community and the town over the years. And this year, I was really pleased because it's going to be someone I know quite well. Adora Palmer is going to be our Grand Marshal, my mom. When I told her that she was chosen by the committee, she started to cry, and but it was quite an honor for her. So we're really happy to have my mom as the Grand Marshal this year.
Now, speaking of how people line up and what you see as you're standing on the streets watching the parade go by, it usually starts with the marshal, right? I think heading up the parade.
Well, of course, we have the police department and fire department kind of clear the streets, and we have an opportunity to honor them. And then we have our American Legion Post 474 come, and they stop right in front of City Hall, and we ask everyone to stand and remove their hats, and we do the Pledge of Allegiance. And then from there, the parade really kicks off. There'll be the Grand Marshal. There'll be all of our service clubs. That's what's wonderful. We'll have kids clubs, Rotary, Lions Club, all sorts of different groups that are part of our community, and they make their own floats or whatever sort of entry they want to do.
Now, I remember that at the end of the parade for the last few years are also kind of a rural area, and we've got horses around our community here, and we see them on display usually at the tail end of the parade.
Yeah, tail end, is that a pun? Okay.
I wasn't thinking it was, okay. But actually.
You're right. We do have quite a contingency of horses and riders that come down, and we're really happy that we still have this for the 4th of July parade. Of course, we don't allow the horses in the Pumpkin Festival parade because it's just way too hectic. And I expect probably 30, 40 horses. In fact, I heard from the Sheriff's Department, and they're going to bring their mounted unit as well.
Excellent.
So that's really kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And then we always put them at the end of the parade, and there's a reason for that, as you know, because the pooper scoopers have to follow the horses. So that's the plan.
Yeah, they usually leave a little gift for everybody.
A little patriotic donation, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I see that you've brought a guest with you today. Who is she?
I have indeed. I have Susie Marashi, and she's part of our Half Moon Bay Beautification Board of Directors, but she's also on the Board of Directors of the IDES Hall, and boy, do they have some fun festivities planned this year. So, Susie, welcome to our radio station here.
Thank you, Cameron. I'm excited to be here and to promote our event at the IDES Hall this year. We are located on the south end of Main Street, for those who do not know. And we are going to have a fun day.
It actually starts before the parade, I understand.
Yes, we're going to be open from 10 to 4 that day. We have about 20-plus local artisans who will have craft booths and be selling their goods. We also will have some kids' activities, jumpy houses, face painting. We're bringing back the dime toss for those that may have experienced the dime toss at a Shamarita festival in their youth, like myself.
Is it true that inflation will bring it up to 25 cents next year?
No, actually, luckily, we'll keep it at 10%, 10 cents, because the glass is really delicate. Tossing a quarter into the glass can be a little dangerous.
Yes.
So one thing has not changed. It is still 10 cents. We also have two live bands that were going to be there from 10 a.m. to when the parade starts. It'll be the Courtney Kelly Band. And then after the parade until 4 will be Honey Disposition. We are going to take a little break around 2 o'clock to do a ribbon cutting for our mural, which is just being completed this week by our local artist. Is Julie Engelman. She's done an amazing job on the mural, and we're really excited to have it as part of our community and the history.
I've seen pictures of her actually working on the site, and it's amazing that she works so close up, but yet in her mind she sees it as you would see it, back on the street, for example.
Yes, it's totally amazing. I actually have talked to her about that same thing. I was like, how do you do that? How do you see so close up? And, you know, and she gets off that lift a lot and walks back and checks it out. And I mean, she's a professional. She has done so. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
So you're going to have the bands, and are you going to have things for the kids to do, or will there be any other activities?
Sure. There's going to be jumpy houses. There will be face painters, henna tattoo artists. There'll be like games around like giant Jenga and Connect Four and like backyard games that are fun on the 4th of July. Then the IDS is also going to bring back the beef sandwiches for this event. So if you missed out at the Festa a couple of weeks ago, you can still get a beef sandwich.
You're making me hungry.
They are famous. So
they are indeed. Well, we're looking forward to another fantastic 4th of July. I know that the radio station will be on site. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. In fact, we're going to be debuting our new mobile unit. We have a trailer that we've modified and will actually be having two of our personalities broadcasting from the event, probably about from 10 to 2. So we'll be a little bit before the parade and then after the parade a little bit as well. So we're inviting everybody to come by and say hi, give us a wave.
Ooh.
And speaking of waving, I see that Cameron Palmer is waving at me, and apparently, I guess he has a few more.
Well,
words.
I forgot something that the folks out there need to know, and that is if you want to be in the parade, we do have registration forms available online at hmb4thofjuly.com. You can also pick them up at my pub or City Hall or Feed and Fuel. The more the merrier. So please, if you have any interest, stop by, get a form, and fill it out. Also, don't forget about the Lions Club Pancake Breakfast. That's a great way to start the day. It's at the City Hall parking lot, and that's just a tradition, a local tradition. So Lions Club, they do a great job. And I did want to let you know that I have a celebrity joining us at the announcer stage this year, and that's Marcus D. of the Star 101 radio station. And so he's going to be there. He helped last year and did a great job. He lives in our town, in our community.
He does.
So he'll be there, and gosh, folks, I hope to see you out at the parade.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what more we could say. The one thing that I do miss about 4th of July, and my wife and I have lived on the coast for nearly 44 years. So when we got married, this is where we moved, and this August we'll be celebrating number 44. And I remember early on that we did have some fireworks at the end of the day down by the harbor, which was kind of nice, and that's all gone away. Do you think that will ever come back?
I sure hope it does. I know there's talk. I've actually talked with a pyrotechnics firm that really wants to put this thing on. It's the cost associated with it, not just for the fireworks, but the sheriff's department that patrols. And it just made it cost prohibitive. But if there's a generous benefactor out there, hey, give me a ring. Let's make this thing happen in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, thank you both for coming in. We certainly appreciate you being here. And we look forward to seeing both of you this year at our wonderful July 4th event. The July 4th Hometown Parade, a beloved Coastside event. If you want to be in the parade, then you need to register, and forms are available at City Hall, Cameron's Pub and Inn, and Feed and Fuel on Main Street. And be sure to look for the new KHNB mobile broadcast unit. Come by, say hi. We would love to meet you. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.